One of the great scholars of theology, his name was As-Saffarini. He wrote a number of books about theology, and his books are very descriptive, some of the most descriptive books of theology, especially when it comes to the Day of Judgment. As-Saffarini mentioned there's going to be 8 things on the Day of Judgment, and he lists them. And I'll quickly go over them, and then I'll add some more. Number 1, Al-Ba'th, which is the resurrection. Number 2, An-Nushur, which is when you come out of your grave, you're going to run helter-skelter. You're going to be nasharas to run around. Number 3, Al-Hashr, which is the gathering. Number 4, Al-Qiyam, or Qiyamah itself, the standing up. Number 5, Al-Ard, which is the showing of the deeds. Number 6, the judgment itself on the right or the left hand. You're going to be given the hisab. Number 6 is the giving. Number 7, he said the hisab. Okay? And number 8, he said al-mizan, the scales, the setting up of the scales. He didn't put it in order. He's just saying these are 8 things that are mentioned. So, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْ, we're going to place the scales. So, the placing of the scales is one of the things on Judgment Day, for example. Now, in this list, he actually did not mention many things. Of them is going to be our topic for today, the blowing of the trumpet, which will happen on Qiyamah. Of them, he did not mention something that is in the Quran, and that is the coming of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah and the angels will come lined up in rows. This is on Judgment Day. He also did not mention the beatific vision, which is the English term for the ru'ya, the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not mention the shafa'ah. It's not mentioned in his list, and the shafa'ah will form a huge topic in our series, inshallah ta'ala. He did not mention the hawd, and the hawd is translated as the cistern. Or the pool, cistern, not sister, cistern, C-I-S-T-E-R-N, which is a pool of water, the cistern. He did not mention the sirat. He did not mention the wurud, which we'll talk about. And he didn't mention the qantara, which is will be our final lecture, because we know in one hadith, the qantara is the final plane before the gates of heaven. There is an open area before the gates of Jannah. To the back is Jahannam, and to the front is Jannah. And there will be a mini hisab on the qantara, as we're going to talk about, jumping the gun here. So there is something called the qantara. And that qantara is the end stage of the Day of Judgment. And if you pass the qantara, khalas, you're in. Okay? So there's a phrase in Arabic, يعني, تجاوز القنطرة. It's like, okay, he's in. Because once you pass that, alhamdulillah, there's no going back. But the qantara is still, there will be some people pushed back in. There will be some people, Jahannam is right behind them, and so they manage to cross over, but there are certain things they have to deal with, so we're going to get to that when we get. So he doesn't mention those ones, and that's what we will be doing. So this is the brief table of contents for, inshallah ta'ala, the next 2 or 3 or 4 months, however long that we take in this series. May Allah give us life and beneficial knowledge.